This is Long-Term Care Connections for August 13, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. Our partners at Ballard Spahr have provided a briefing for providers serving independent seniors whose housing is governed by the Residential Landlord-Tenant Act. A number of reforms passed during the 2025 legislative session reflect Washington State's effort to address both housing supply and housing costs, with a suite of bills aimed at limiting the rate of rental cost escalations, increasing housing production, streamlining permitting, and clarifying legal processes for local jurisdictions and developers. Most of the enacted bills became effective in July 2025, and some have impacts on long-term care providers. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org to read the summary and learn more. The Washington State Department of Health has issued a Dear Provider letter regarding the extension of the certification deadline for long-term care workers applying for home care aide certification, as authorized by new legislation passed in the 2025 session. The emergency rules are expected to be retroactive and will extend the certification deadline to 365 days from the date of hire. You can read the letter in full on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. DSHS has also released several Dear Administrator letters for SNFs, which are available to read on our online newsletter. The topics include the CMS Prospective Payment System Final Rule, Oversight and Enforcement Actions for Non-Improving Late Adopters, and Guidance for the COVID-19 Public Health Emergency Expiration. WACA tracks citation trends in assisted living facilities to inform educational content development and delivery. In reviewing the top citations for 2025 so far, the major issues can be summed up in two topics: medications and staff files. So far this year, 51 assisted livings have been cited for failure to develop and implement systems that support and promote safe medication service for each resident. 41 were cited for failure to ensure residents who require medication assistance services receive their medications as prescribed. Failure to complete necessary trainings is another common cause for citation. Check this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for more information about these citation trends and what you can do to avoid getting cited in your own facility. Remember, HELMS is now up and running, and all Washington State nurses and nursing applicants will need to create a HELMS portal account. The HELMS portal is where healthcare providers can submit applications, renewals, status changes, and account updates. Find a link to more info on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. Congratulations to North Auburn Rehabilitation and Health for earning a 5-star quality measures rating from CMS. This is a major accomplishment and a true reflection of the dedication, compassion, and clinical excellence shown by the entire team. WACA is proud to represent North Auburn and Caldera Care. Your commitment to providing exceptional care is setting the standard and making a real difference in the lives of residents and families. WACA would like to give a shout out to Evergreen Estates for receiving 2 deficiency-free state inspections in a row. Congratulations to Pete Camerlo and his amazing team on this extraordinary accomplishment. In today's grassroots update, we're doing 2-for-1 tours. Each of Washington's legislative districts is represented by 3 legislators, who meet regularly to coordinate their priorities and activities. Savvy advocates can take advantage of this collaboration by hosting a joint facility tour with multiple local legislators, as the Brookdale Walla Walla team is doing today, with Representatives Clicker and Root of the 16th District. These opportunities can pay dividends down the road. The common ground of a joint visit often acts as a conversation starter amongst a district's legislative offices, reinforcing their shared focus on supporting long-term care. Use the Facility Tour Toolkit in the Advocacy Resources page on our website to help you launch your facility tour today. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. We're just weeks away from Fall Conference. Join WACA and our friends from Idaho Healthcare Association in Spokane on September 8th to 10th. Learn from inspiring presenters, connect with your peers, and illuminate the journey toward a brighter future for long-term care. The next session in the SNF webinar series, focusing on ethics and end-of-life care in post-acute settings, is coming up on August 21st. WACA is partnering with the Institute of Post-Acute Care to bring you this monthly training series on the third Thursday of every month throughout 2025. WACA's Dementia and Mental Health Specialty Training Workshops are coming up in September. These workshops prepare assisted living administrators or their designees to train caregivers in these specialty topics by qualifying as facility-based trainers. The Dementia Specialty Training is September 16th and 17th, and the Mental Health Specialty Training is September 23rd and 24th. Get ready to lead. The Assisted Living Executive Training Program is an intensive, multi-day workshop that provides current and aspiring administrators with 28 credit hours of expert instruction and training. The next lead session begins September 30th. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.